Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:10, it's Brackets Hunter. Quick look at your forecast here today. Partly cloudy, high of 44. A little windy, some gusts coming in there tonight. Partly cloudy, low of 33. Warming up for the weekend. We could see a high of 60 by Sunday, but a chance for some rain mixed in there Saturday and Sunday as well, and then cooling off as we get into the first part of next week. Really, throughout the week, it looks like it's going to be a little bit colder.
I was all excited last night talking with the wife. I'm like, oh, yeah, the weekend's coming. Looking ahead at the weather. It's going to be, okay, let's do something different. Let's sleep outside. And then I woke up this morning, and I'm like, what was I thinking? What?
I mean, you could. It's just going to be cold as balls out there.
Yeah.
It's not quite nice camping weather. That's what we'll say. You can rough it right now if you really want to go. Anyway, that's what we got for you. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, Dr. Fauci, I'm not even sure if I'm saying his name right. Everything I've seen on
right.
Was, yeah, Fauci. Fossey.
I think so.
Anyway, he went on record saying people should, quote, just forget about shaking hands, even after the coronavirus threat is over. The doctor says, and went as far to say is, quote, we've got to break that custom. If he thinks we can't shake hands, then it seems we probably shouldn't hug, not even the bro hug that we all do. Kind of weird. You know, I mean, I've worked in this industry long enough. You know, we meet a lot of people, and I love it. I love meeting people. I love greeting people. But, you know, there is a point when you spend a full day doing stuff, shaking hands. There's a point where, like, boy, I got to wash my hands. You know, it's just something that you do. You got to put hand sanitizer on. So maybe after this, we're going to live in a world where their handshaking isn't a thing anymore.
How do you feel about that?
Look, the reason is it seems weird right now is because it's the norm. You know, you shake hands. We were raised like, oh, give a firm handshake, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if I'd feel any less connected to someone or what if doing a fist bump or, you know. I mean, it's because it's what we've known. It's just been our society. It's been our custom forever. But if we find out that, look, I mean, we all know shaking hands is dirty business. You know what I mean?
I mean, how far does shaking hands go back? We're talking BC, right? I mean, it's been around forever.
How long has shaking hands...
with Ben Franklin.
been around. Here we go. It becomes so ubiquitous. Why do it be big words like that? Ubiquitous?
Sound it out.
Anyway, the history of the handshake dates back to 5th century BC in Greece.
Oh, yeah.
It was a symbol of peace showing that neither person was carrying a weapon. During the Roman era, the handshake was actually more of an arm grab. Well, that's what you always see. Like, you know, you take the arm up to the forearm and everything.
Yep, yep,
so
the classic arm grab. You know, so it's been around for forever, basically.
Yeah.
We can chalk it up as forever.
For a
Jesus
long time.
Was shaking hands.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. There's something about the handshake that's just part of life.
So, but what's funny, though, is you do a lot of fist bumps with the people you know.
I fist bump. I love fist bumping. Are they taking that out, too? I can't fist bump?
You love fisting is what you, well, see, now, here's the thing is if fist bump is better, I guess. But if I fist bump someone else's dirty knuckle and then I, like, you know, use a backhand to wipe my face or something. I mean, I guess it's doing the same. It's almost like we got to get rid of hand contact in general.
Here's the problem. Here's what's going to be the problem. All right, so jump ahead a year. So we're April 2021.
Yep.
Coronavirus is in the past. It's in the history books now. And there's still a little thickness in the air about it. A year later, somebody comes to shake my hand. I'm like, no, I can't shake your hand. So there's going to be a lot of that, of people just being like, I don't want to touch you. For how long? You know, forever?
Maybe. Like, it just becomes the norm.
I can't hug anybody anymore. I can't give the... I don't know. I don't like it.
I think it depends on when we get this vaccine, because everyone knows, though, too, is that, you know, during flu season, you should wash your hands. I mean, we should be washing our hands anyways. What kills me is that it takes a deadly pandemic for the hand washing craze to take off. Folks, this isn't medieval Europe, okay? We don't throw our waste in the streets. We have running water, most of us anyways. Mm-hmm. We should be washing our hands. It kills me. And I'm going to start doing it. If I'm out in public and I see someone leave the bathroom not washing their hands or, you know, being gross, I'm going to start calling them out, because for too long I've just let it go. And it's ridiculous to me that people don't wash their hands, and it took this to be like, oh, yeah, by the way, wash your hands. It's like, oh, I knew I was forgetting to do something. Anyway, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Yeah. It'll be interesting.
It's going to be very interesting to see which direction it goes, man. Yeah. But God, please.
Elbows. I mean, what if elbow bumping becomes a thing? That could be a thing.
You know, people back in the day in the 1500s would be laughing at us if we were hitting elbows together.
Maybe not, though. Not if we tell them, oh, by the way, yeah, it's because of a deadly pandemic. You know what I mean? People during the Black Plague were probably looking for a better way to greet each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll see. What if, like, foot kicks? I like that. Walk up to someone, what's up?
Are they old-fashioned corn dog?
Yeah. What? Good God. Gee, kids. Hello, friend. Whoop.
No, instead of handshaking, we're just tapping everybody now. The guys hate it.
Right in the nuts. Ow! Come on, man. It's awful.
How you doing, friend? Pow!
All right. Well, that I hope it doesn't get to. Well, although it seems that drinking a lot more booze these days is the commonplace, thanks to being at home, America's craft beer breweries are struggling mightily, and most of them may not be around when this pandemic is over. Drinking at home may be up, but bars and restaurants all over the country are closed, and that led to a 77% drop in sales for many craft beer breweries.
Wow,
dude. Like, usually when stuff like this happens, you see a drop. Oh, maybe a 15% drop or a 25%. 77% drop in craft beer sales.
That's insane. And why is it? Is it just so much easier to go to the store and grab, a case of your classic beer? Or
probably, yeah. And I mean, you think most of the craft breweries, at least the ones that we know and we venture out to, you know, they're right there. They have everything. A lot of them don't distribute. You know, it's all sold in their place. Wow.
I see a lot of them doing, like, deliveries, and, they'll deliver, 12-pack right to your home. Mm-hmm. But, how many people are thinking of that? How many people are just, like, stopping at the store, you know, filling up with gas and then getting a case at the gas station and just trying to get everything done in one spot because you don't want to be out?
Yeah, exactly. Wow, dude, 77%. That number
sad,
is
sad, man.
And when you think about it, Michigan, more craft breweries per capita than any other state in the country.
What's crazy, too, is the craft brewery business, it just started booming. It just started to boom.
It was really, it's in its heyday, I think, right now. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of in its prime, and literally a virus can stop it in its tracks. That's craziness.
Well, man. I'm gonna have to figure out what I can do, because I love me some craft breweries, and I do not want to see them go away. This better. I swear to God, coronavirus, you son of a bitch, you're the worst. All right,
support local, man. Support your local breweries. Support your local, businesses. It's all gonna help if we all just come together.
Do you want to lose your beer? Do you? Huh?
Right.
Support local. All right, that's your morning dump.
We already lost handshakes.
I know. Good God. Don't take away our beer.
The morning dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock one. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Goosebumps, bro.
Goosebumps, bro.
And I can tell your wife's still sleeping. That was so weak sauce.
I'm sorry. I want to go into the weekend with happy.
No. Ruin it right now.
You want me to get murdered?
Do it. Do it, you pussy. And
oh, she's pissed.
Just hear her just stomping downstairs. Right. Will you shut the F up?
Right. Listen for the 12 gauge. It's coming.
Just going to end it. It's going to be her.
Come on,
cats.
Bro. Give me a 12 gauge. Give me a 12 gauge real quick.
You're dead. This is all part of my master plan. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 7:26. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up? Good
let's
morning.
Get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer like strawberry, mango, black cherry. Ooh, they got some good ones, man. And they're available now, so go check them out. What do you got for sports, buddy?
Real quick, I got a quick story here for you. And I think, do you have one?
I got a fishing story.
The Carolina Hurricanes making sure they're prepared to play games at the PNC Arena, either without any fans at all or in front of a limited crowd. Come on, just take the limited crowd out of that.
Yeah.
We have multiple plans. We have a task force that we've put in place internally to talk about all of these options. One of them is that when we come back with no fans and how we're going to deal with that. That's what General Manager Don Waddell said on a video conference Thursday morning. So playing with fans, without fans, I think it'd be the best interest to play without fans, guys. I think you just chalk that one up as let's try not to have any bad taste in anybody's mouths. We all would love to see an NHL game. We all want to see any kind of sport. I mean, we were watching marble racing a couple weeks ago, for God's sakes. So don't ruin it by putting any fans in there and pissing people off because we want it to last, you know?
I agree. We don't need to push the envelope at this point. I get it. We are all excited. But, you know, if we can just hunker down, get through it, light at the end of the tunnel, it'll be so much better in the long run instead of like, well, I think, you know, we'll try this. Let's see if we can get a few people in the stands or we'll try it. It's like, no, just stop it. Just wait. And then it will be better off in the long run. So anyway,
I agree.
All right. That's hockey news. In fishing news, I thought this was kind of funny. So this, I wouldn't exactly call this, you know, sports news, but you know, fishing is a sport. A guy in Dubai was fishing from his balcony off his apartment above a canal and actually hooked a fish. Amazingly, he was able to reel the fish over several obstacles and get it through into his apartment window, all without breaking the rules of social distancing. Still getting that fishing in, man. I love it.
Hey, that bluegill, is that real or no?
The one you sent me, I didn't actually really look at it. I only scan about half the things you sent me because most of it's just garbage.
I appreciate that. I'm not sending you anything anymore.
Let's see what I mean. Well, you just sent me a guy nunchucking on his balcony, so that's what I got to watch out for. Let's see. Where's it at?
So there's a guy. Apparently, there's a story going around on Facebook. I think it was in Edwardsburg. Guy caught a near four pound bluegill.
Woo!
And there's a picture of it in his hand. Dude.
Look at that slab.
Dude, it is massive.
It's
a state record, and it beat the last. I think the last record was like 2 pounds or something. It doubled it. So like people are saying it's fake. And another thing, if it was real, wouldn't it be all over national news? I mean, I guess there's other things that the news are talking about right now, but I think you would hear about it more, wouldn't you?
Maybe. I don't know. Does a record-setting bluegill make headlines over the coronavirus right now? Probably not.
But I mean, look at that thing.
I've seen
it's
some
a dinosaur.
I've seen some fatty bluegills before. It's not that big. Maybe not that big, but you look at some of these mounts, you're like, wow, that's a big old bluegill, man. So, that'd be delicious. Big old slabs of meat right there.
That thing is a plumper. That is the biggest, fattest fish I ever. That thing has been bowling fish at the bottom of the lake for years. You know, he's been down there just pumping weights, listening to Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, no, it's Fatty McGee.
Breathing hard.
As he's swimming towards the worm. But I like the worm.
I got a big one. I got a shark.
God, you know, usually when I go fishing for, you know, panfish and stuff, I got that ultralight. That thing would snap my ultralight in half, bro.
Seriously, though.
It's got boom.
Yeah, if you guys, our listeners, do yourself a favor. Google it. It's in Edwardsburg. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like near a 4 pound bluegill. And make the judgment for yourself. Is it real? Because the picture is like.
It's really good. It's a really good picture. If it is fake, they did a great job.
They did.
Look up Fatty McGee bluegill, Edwardsburg.
That's your mouth breathing fish. That's using his gills.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
At everything that rocks.
Aw, damn, dude. Hold on, real quick, before I forget, I totally forgot, and I was going to do this. I give a shout-out to Chris the Trash Man. His wife-to-be birthday was yesterday. She turned 27. Oh. And I said, yeah, I'll give her a shout-out, but I totally spaced. I'm sorry. So, Jessica, happy 27th birthday, belated birthday. Sorry, I forgot yesterday. Actually, it was Chris's fault. Blame Chris. beat the hell out of Chris when you get a second. Anyway, there you go. I got that done. Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Pizza, pasta, subs. Oh my God, if that doesn't get you all horned up, I don't know
what. What?
Anyway, go check them out. They are actually going to be, Joey C's is going to be open Easter Sunday. They're open for business now.
Go.
Obviously, you can't dine in, but they got great menu items that you can carry out, get delivered. Give them a call, 925-1188. Also, dining deal certificates, $10 certificates, only $5. Go see them. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Thinking about Easter Sunday, you can still have the Easter egg hunt, right? With the social distancing going on, you can still throw the kid outside and let him go find some eggs.
Yeah, I think so. Just make sure the eggs are clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Get that golden egg. Did you ever get the golden egg?
I was not ever that good at finding the eggs.
My grandma used to put $20 in the golden egg, bro.
A ritzy bitch. Good Lord.
She was loaded. She was loaded. And dude, we would fight over that thing, dude.
I was happy with a quarter, dude.
I know.
You had a quarter in there.
You know, you get like a bunch of like Smarties and then all of a sudden you get that golden egg with a 20. Dude, at 7 years old, $20 is like a million.
Yeah.
It's like $1 million.
A $20 bill to an adult is a $1 bill.
Yep.
A $100 bill is a $20 bill. But to a kid, a $100 bill is $1 billion. And everything else is, you know, just, it's good. It's good.
And that all changes when you go to Vegas.
Exactly. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What have you learned about yourself during your time in self-quarantine? What have you learned about yourself during your time in self-quarantine?
You go ahead.
I've tried to be, you know, kind of introspective. I've tried to be like, what have I really learned? I mean, I don't think I've paid enough attention to say I've learned anything about myself.
You know?
I've been still kind of fairly the same schedule. I will say this. Maybe next week, at the end of next week, I'll have something different because, like everyone knows, you've been at home. Mm-hmm. You've been there. I have been still coming into the office, and we're going to try doing the show from home. So I'll probably end up being stuck a little bit more in home. So I don't know. I think I've just kind of solidified. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Nothing's really changed for you.
No, so. not in the immense scale of things. What I think I've kind of solidified is that I am very comfortable being by myself in a sense of like don't get me wrong. I love going to bars. I love doing that. But like, I'm also very comfortable. I think I've solidified the fact that I will do well as a hermit. When that time comes, when I grow my beard and my hair long and I move up to the great white north and I become Jeremiah Johnson-esque, I've realized that, you know what? I'm not far off from it. That's kind of what I could wrap my head around in that sense.
All right. I like that. Mine's kind of similar. I've just learned that I could just turn my brain off and not really think about it.
Dude, we all knew that. Come
everybody's,
on.
Everybody's, are you doing okay? I mean, I know this is tough and you got to stay. I'm like, I just don't think about it. Like, I literally, like, yesterday one of my buddies, like, called me and he's like, hey, man, this COVID-19 stuff, blah, blah. I'm just hung up. I hung up on him. Click. Like, not even talking to you, dude. Like, shut up. Like, I could literally just turn my brain off, not hear any of it, and just literally, like, yesterday I was waiting for the wife to get off because she's working from home now, and I was just kind of waiting for her to finish things up when she was doing so. And she walks in, she's like, you okay? I'm like, oh, what? What's going on? She's like, you were just staring off into the I'm like, I just shut it off. Like, literally, I was, like, staring at the wall yesterday just waiting for her, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. What day is it?
Hunter, I've known that about you forever. I can't believe you just learned that now.
It's called ADD.
That glazed look on your eye when you just stare at the carpeted wall for a while. Right. And then I go, Hunter, you're like, huh? What?
Huh?
Like, even that hamster wheel, just that hamster on that wheel in your brain just sits there.
Slows down.
He sits there and eats a carrot, and he's just like, all right, when do I got to fire this thing back up? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. You can comment on Facebook as well. What have you learned about yourself so far while being in quarantine? We'll get your answers when we come back.
Wait, what?
What? Huh? Well, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, dude?
The Plan B Morning Show on WIRX and WIRX.com. Yeah. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What have you learned about yourself so far in quarantine?
That I feel very strange wearing a mask into public places. I really do feel like I'm going to rob the place. I just feel like everybody's looking at me.
I know you had to run some errands yesterday. Did you have the mask on?
I did.
I did too. Last time I did, I had a mask on, and I'll be honest, I felt better about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do feel more comfortable. You know what I do? I put my hands in my pocket, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, all right, don't take your hands out of your pocket unless you really are going to buy something and take it up front to purchase it. Mm-hmm. Other than that, they're in the pocket.
Yep.
So I'm walking around and I got the mask on. You know what I even did? I even did the, because I don't have the NV95. Is that what they're called? NV95?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have the doctor's mask. So I have the face shield, which is used for, I don't know, what, like fishing, boating, just your common face shield, I guess. And I did the coffee filter trick where you put the coffee filter on the inside.
Oh, good. Hey, man. Every little bit helps, you know.
Which, honestly, with the face shield, works flawlessly. So yeah. If you guys have those face shields, coffee filter, if you don't have the 95 mask, use that. It worked actually perfectly. But, dude, it's just something weird about walking into a place with your face covered. I don't want to get in and I want to get out.
You were making the finger gun inside your coat pocket, which I don't recommend.
Right. Stick them up.
That's your finger, man. Anyway, what have you learned about yourself during your time in self-quarantine? We got some great comments on Facebook. Robert said, I learned that I'm perfectly happy not leaving the house. I have self-isolated for, I think, 3.5 to 4 weeks now. I'm good. Just inside.
See, here's the thing with that, though. That's only 3 to 4 weeks. You know, once you start hitting the 2-3 months of not seeing
might
anybody,
be. I don't know,
it changes, man. I'm telling you, it's gonna.
Someone's gonna be like, "This is the life I've always wanted to live. This is me."
You know, if you think about it, Tom Hanks was pretty okay in the beginning of Castaway.
Yeah,
it was towards the end where he started losing his mind.
I lost it. He started talking to a volleyball. Yeah. Nicholas said, "My video game skills are stronger now than when I was a kid." Yeah. That's true, man. I was garbage as a kid.
I'm still getting worked by 7 years.
Let's see. Darcy said, I get a lot more accomplished when there's no sports on TV. That's interesting. Uh-huh. That's interesting, yeah. Like, oh, I can't watch sports. I might as well be productive. Let's see. Kayla said, I should have signed my marriage license in pencil.
Oh, man.
It's just funny. It's just
speaking of marriage, right, I kind of feel bad for all the people that had plans and their May, you know, April, May, June weddings.
Yep.
All
oh, yeah.
To get moved back.
You know what? If I was engaged right now at this point and all this happened, that to me would be a sign from God that I shouldn't get married. Like, I'm sorry, honey. I got to get out of here. I think this is God's way of telling us that we shouldn't get hitched. See you later. What are you doing?
Or you could just chalk it up as, hey, let's just save a bunch of money. You know, let's just get married in the house or something.
I'm chalking it up as I'm not getting married. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting out of here, man. I'm free at last. All right, 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What have you learned about yourself while you've been quarantined so far? We'll have more when we come back. Stick around.
Rocking that rocks.
Well, hey, y'all. Yeehaw. Good morning. 7:57. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What have you learned about yourself during your time in self-quarantine? Let's see. Lee said, I'm learning how to relax. There you go.
Relax.
Don't do it when you want to get to it. The song's about not popping your thing too early. Let's see. Laura realized that she likes working. I don't know about that, Laura. Give it time. Retirement's fun. Let's see.
You gotta find a hobby. Do something to do.
Oh, this son of a bitch, Ryan. Ryan said that cheddar jalapeno Cheetos are better.
See?
So there's another moron out there. Great.
Oh, yeah?
Good to know that there's two idiots out there thinking cheddar jalapeno Cheetos are better than Flamin' Hot. Morons.
People coming around.
Idiots.
That's why it's so hard to get them.
It's so dumb. It's the worst thing.
Would you like the flaming ones? Yeah,
flaming hot, bro. You know why? Because I'm not a little pussy and I don't need just the weak ass jalapeno.
What are you talking about? They're spicy. It's jalapeno cheddar,
dude.
Moron.
Flaming hot is so much hotter than jalapeno. Is the wussy spice of the world?
Get out. You know what? Go ahead. Keep getting your flaming hots.
You probably think popsicles are spicy if you think jalapenos.
Don't take any of my jalapeno cheddar. Just leave them on the
shelf.
Don't
worry. Don't worry. I won't. I won't.
God, you know what?
This ruined this topic.
The only thing that's going to be flaming hot is your body when you're burning hell.
Good God, man.
I know. Sorry.
Jesus. Come on.
I hope you burn.
I just hope. You know what? I hope you're down there, and I hope all they have is. You know, actually, I am going to go to hell. That's all they're going to have down there in hell. Because you know who else like those? Satan. Satan likes jalapeno cheddar Cheetos.
It's because they're so damn good.
You're the damn devil. All right. Well, that'll do it. We got off topic, but screw it. Rock.